A weak cold front crossed our area last night with little fanfare. However, we definitely feel the difference today. Our dew point temperatures are way down, which means that the humidity and all of that mugginess is long gone. Now, despite the change in humidity, it's still quite warm across our area. I suppose it's fitting for this final full day of summer that temperatures are running above normal this afternoon. Now, as we move into tonight, things will cool off. With that less humid air in place, temperatures are expected to fall back into the 50s across the region, so we'll call it comfortably cool, but still on average above normal for this time of year. The sky will be mainly clear, and some areas of fog are likely, and that fog may be locally dense late tonight and first thing tomorrow in the typically prone areas. So keep that in mind first thing in the morning. You may encounter some fog, especially if you are an early riser. Any fog will burn off quickly, and with high pressure in control, we're looking for a bright day tomorrow. Might see a few clouds come into the sky, especially well north and west of Albany as the day moves along. Temperatures tomorrow will again be on the warm side, with highs coming up into the lower and mid-80s across the lower elevations and in the middle to upper 70s across the mountains. Moving into the end of the week on Friday, we'll have a cold front come into the area, and that's going to split the region north to south in terms of temperature. It'll be a cooler day across the north. In fact, across the north on Friday, we're talking about highs in the 60s. But from about the Saratoga, Lake George area on south, temperatures will again be on the warm side, running mainly in the 70s to near 80 degrees. And with that front nearby, we are looking at the potential for some showers and storms at times on Friday. And then that cold air that's across the north on Friday takes over our entire area for the weekend, and this first weekend of autumn is going to have a real fall feel. A quick look at the tropics this afternoon. We have Carl, which weakened to a tropical depression. The storm is in an environment that is not very favorable right now, but it is expected to stay well north of the Caribbean, then hook to the north and northeast. The forecast track takes the storm east of Bermuda this weekend. Also, Tropical Storm Lisa is way out in the Atlantic Ocean, and that storm poses no threat to land. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear and comfortably cool, with areas of locally dense fog, low in the 50s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny and warm, high 76 to 82. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and comfortably cool, areas of locally dense fog, with lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and warm, high 76 to 82. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear and comfortably cool, areas of locally dense fog, low in the 50s to around 60, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, high 80 to 85. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear and comfortably cool, areas of locally dense fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, high 78 to 84. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny with a chance of showers or thunderstorms, highs in the 70s to around 80, however, some 60s across the north. And on Saturday, a blend of clouds and sun with highs in the 60s to around 70, some 50s in the mountains. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.